In case you missed it, at DC Homecoming on Twitter sums up the latest horror story of our time. A newborn baby boy named Alex was born in Washington State with a 95% survivable congenital heart defect. He was also anemic and he needed a blood transfusion. In 2021, little Alex's parents had a close friend die of a heart attack shortly after she received her COVID-19 vaccine. By all accounts, their friend was healthy, and her death caused alarm bells to go off about the safety of the mRNA vaccine. Because of this experience, they wanted to make sure that young baby Alex had unvaccinated blood for his transfusion. So they found a match through a member at their church, and they paid to have the proper protocol take place for Alex to receive that donor's blood. However, when it came time for the hospital to initiate the transfusion, the doctors and nurses claimed they were unable to locate the unvaccinated donor's blood the parents had procured. So without the parents' consent, they took blood from the hospital's general stockpile. The doctors and nurses assured the parents that baby Alex would be fine and told them babies rarely, if ever, get blood clots. Shortly after the transfusion, baby Alex developed a large blood clot. The blood clot ran from his knee all the way up to his heart. The hospital changed their tune, saying babies get blood clots all the time, and this was normal. Baby Alex was put on the highest dose of blood thinners possible for his age and size. But the blood clot didn't dissipate at all. Just 12 days later, Alex sadly passed away as a result of a blood clot. And now, the Sacred Heart Children's Hospital that killed him claims there's no record of baby Alex being at the hospital, despite ample evidence, including photographs, medical bills, and his death certificate. What is going on here? Just days ago, Cole Reeves and Samantha Savage had their infant child, Will, taken by the New Zealand government to explicitly be given vaccinated blood. Will is still healthy, and his father suggests the possibility that hospital workers may have disobeyed the government and used clean, unvaccinated blood for Will's surgery. One can only hope that eventually people will start standing up against this mass murder, and the sooner the better, because young innocent children like Alex are being murdered in hospitals all over the world, and these monsters are still pushing to inject every single child with this deadly poison. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Go to reesereport.com to sign up for my Substack, see my latest videos, and join me at rockfin.com for exclusive content. Because you want it, here's another one just for you. Because without you, it would truly be a blue Christmas. But thank God that we have you, all of us, awakening and vibrant souls all over the earth. It's your love, our love, that makes all of this possible. And if you feel like showing us some love today and help keep us on the air, you can do so at InfoWarsStore.com. Products that will make your life better and allow us to keep broadcasting free worldwide. We are all in this together, through thick and thin. On behalf of the whole crew, we love you, and we thank you for your support.